So let's see if I can do this from memory. I'm not sure if I'll be able to or not. I'm going through the drive-thru. I'm actually gonna splurge today and get me a milkshake. Let's see how this works out. So I've been studying the word key, and the reason I wanted to study the word key is because I wanted to figure out why people key their car. I've talked about this before. I decoded it a long time ago, about 4 years ago, but I wanted to go a little bit deeper into it. Why people key a car, you know? And here's what I have come to the conclusion of. Let me put this on pause. So the word key, if you unfold it, it's like the key to start anything, right? You put a key in a car to start. Also, the word key, if you unfold it holographically, this is the secret, or this is the key to, this is the solution, but you have to have the key to get in, you know, get the solution or whatever. And also, it goes back to cut, or, hold on 1 second. Wedge. The word key goes back to wedge, right? So as you unfold the word key, you'll start to see some patterns. And if you look at the shape of a key, it usually has 5 notches, like a door key. And it's metal, right? And metal, the metal on a car is like protecting the passengers, right? And so, hold on, let me put this on pause. I'm in the drive-thru. So you've got a few situations where people key a car, right? Usually it's when somebody breaks up with somebody, or they catch them cheating or something like that. So they take their key, piece of metal, and they key the door. Now think about it. They usually key the door on the side. On the side. They usually don't key the top. They usually key the side, right? And if you take the word key and you unfold it enough, you'll come to find out that it actually goes back to the word wedge, and it's like to hold together or to cleave. The word wedge goes back to cleave. For this cause shall man leave mother and father, cleave to his wife, two shall become one flesh. So the word cleave is the word key. And so if you look at the whole picture of what we are down here, marriage is like the basis of this whole thing. Adam and Eve, piece cut off, cut back in, right? Cleave, leave and cleave. That's pretty much the root of this reality. And the word key itself, the start of anything. So what was the start? Adam and Eve. God made man in his image, put Adam to sleep, and took part of him. And there you go. There's Eve. Now, so the word wedge is W-E-E-D-G-E, right? We goes back to us. E-D goes back to the spiritual door, the Holy Spirit. G-E is G-E, we bring good things to life, Genesis. And so you see that if you look at the word wedge, so let's say you're chopping some wood, right? And you can't get the piece. If you've ever chopped wood, you know what I'm talking about. You chop some wood and it doesn't split, right? All the way. So you take a wedge and you beat the wedge in there, try to break it apart. But sometimes the wedge gets stuck. So there's a cleaving, which separates, but there's also a cleaving, which means to glue. The word cleave is a genus word, and it means to separate, and it also means to glue. And so if you look at the Adam and Eve story, God separated, but they're glued back together. They're separated, but they're glued at the same time. They're separate. The two shall become one. They're separate, but they're together. They're separate, but they're one. The two shall be one flesh. Now, this is a real thing. This is the real deal, people. What I'm telling you, this is the key to understanding this whole reality. If you look at what Jesus did at the cross, that's the key to this reality. If you want to solve all mysteries, you go back to the cross. And what happened at the cross? I'm going to move. I parked somewhere to eat this milkshake, and it smells like a dog. I don't know if it's this car behind me or what. It smells like animals or something. I don't know what they got in their car. And it might be this plant over here. Some kind of smell over here. I'm moving. So, let's think about this. The key goes back to the cross. And the cross is the same word as crux. The crux of the matter. And if you unfold key enough, the word key enough, you're going to come back to the same word crux, you know. So when you saw that lady on that YouTube video, she keyed her boyfriend's car and she said, "I don't care anymore. I'm going crazy. I've lost my mind." And she was keying the guy's car, right? Well, it's part of the process of starting something new. She was trying to cut and sever. She was just doing it. She felt like, I don't know for sure, but I'm just making an observation what I think she probably felt like. She probably thought she was connected with this dude. The word cleave. And then she found out he cheated or whatever he did. Or I don't even know. So she took the key as a symbol of cutting, severing, to divide, to separate. To start something new, right? He cut it by, in her mind, he cut it, but she was ending it, you know. He probably wouldn't have never told her. But when she found out, so he took a key and a metal key and cut the side of the car, right? And the word side is Eve was taken out of the side of Adam, right? My conclusion is the reason people key a car is because key is the key to this. The word key goes back to the key to this whole thing, a covenant with God. Believe on Jesus, one with Christ. That's the covenant. Which is typified in Adam and Eve. God, the Creator, made a covenant with his creation, which is a piece cut off from him. He made a covenant through Jesus, and all you have to do is believe by faith. Accept it, receive it. And so when there's a separation in a relationship, which is the key to this whole thing, the reason separation stuff are so painful, because that's the root of this whole thing. That's the root of this reality. That's the key. But she also wanted to start something new. She had to scratch the car in her mind. The side would represent her or him, one side, the door. So when you put a key in something, you're starting a new journey. So not only was she typifying starting a new journey, typifying that the relationship was severed, and actually the word relationship, as you unfold it more, that word shows up too. Because when you take the wedge and you got two parts, they're related through that wedge, you know. Long story short, the key is that agreement. How can two walk together except they be in agreement? Amos 3:3. So 3:3 is 33. And what happened at the cross was 33. So how can two be in agreement? How can two walk together except they be in agreement? So how can that man walk with her when he's cheating on her? You understand? He can't. They're not in agreement. There had to be a sever, a cutting, a cleaving, to separate. Something had to happen. When the two cleave together and there's a separation, there has to be, you can't separate without some kind of pain, or without some kind of ripping or tearing or cutting. It's not possible. It's impossible not to go through some pain, you know. Plain and simple. I know for a fact, most of the time, most people, they can't be alone. I watched it my whole life. They'll leave one, run right to another. They cannot be alone. And it just makes no sense to me why you don't want to be alone. Why you always have to have somebody around. It just makes no sense. It's like an identity absence of some kind of identity. You should have your own identity, you know. You should be whole and of yourself. And then meet somebody else who's whole and of themselves, and then the two can get along. But if you're not whole or they're not whole, you're not going to be happy. It has to be, you have to have your own identity or wholeness. But because they don't, there's a severance. Instead of figuring out why and getting healed, they run to somebody else. It don't even make sense. It's ridiculous. So the word key, related to somebody keying a door, which is the side of the car. It's a piece of metal. You're using metal to scrape metal face to face, ace to ace. Face to face, ace to ace, one to one. You can only relate to people who are at your level. Once you move to the next level, you're not able to relate one to one with that person. When you're at a certain level, you're vibrating higher than, like when you're in the spirit walk, you're vibrating higher than the flesh creature. You can't even deal with them. If you ever wonder why you don't get along with the average person, if you're saved, it's because you're vibrating. You can only face-to-face interact with your equal.
And those people who are in the flesh, you don't even think like them anymore. Those people who live in bitterness and unforgiveness and fear and doubt and worry, and that's all they live in 24/7, and fighting and anger and arguing and cursing and drinking and drugging, you don't vibrate at that level. So you're way higher than that. So you can't face off with them, and you're not looking at, you've graduated past that. Yeah, you might fall back. You might get mad. You might do some crazy stuff, but you don't stay in it, and you don't hang around them kind of people. You get away from them because you're vibrating above those kind of people. And either God will remove them or push them higher. If you keep growing, they will be removed, or he will remove you to something else, or they will rise up. They will either rise up or go away. It's just not possible for the vibration to stay. You're not able to face off with these people who are, they're not even real. They're just robots, to be honest with you. They're robots of the devil. They're robots of the world, the flesh, and the pride of life. And so you're vibrating above that in Jesus, in what's real, and they're vibrating in a fake reality. How do you face off with somebody like that? How are you? That's not ace to ace. You know where they are. The Bible says condescend to men of low estate. What does that mean? Does that mean I have to yoke up with them and hang out with them? No. I don't need to hang out with the flesh creature, with the ignorant, I don't need to run the same course that they run. We talk two languages. I talk a different language. I know what the brute beast creatures say, and I know what they mean, but that's the natural realm. We're spiritual. We speak a different language than them. They don't even hear us. We know them. We know what they're saying, but they can't hear us. So there's no way to be ace to ace, face to face, CE to CE. In other words, spirit walk. The letter C is love. The letter E is spirit. That's the agape walk. The letter CE, the letters C and the letters E go back to the spirit walk. And how can you have a spiritual walk with somebody who's nothing but the flesh? You can't. It's impossible. And so you don't even associate. You vibrate higher than them. You don't even have time for them. You've got other stuff you're doing. So that's the reason people key a car. Because it goes back to that covenant relationship. But see, a lot of times these people, like that girl and that guy in that video on YouTube, they're not even married. So it wasn't even a covenant. It was not even real. They were together, but she's really mad at herself, probably. She's mad at him. She's losing her mind. I'm going crazy. I'm losing mine. I don't care anymore. She's probably mad at herself. If she looks back at that video, she should be mad at herself. She's guilty. Even if he did it, she's still guilty, just as guilty. They weren't married. All this stuff happening to you, all the pain, all the trouble, all the good, all the bad, all the up, all the down, all that stuff happening in your life is to move you to the next level as a new creature, you know. It's to build you up into that new creature. To move you out of the natural brute beast flesh mind into a spirit mind, the mind of Christ. You don't have to fight and argue and be stupid and live in the past. Really, the past doesn't even exist. Why would you want to live in the past and it don't even exist? Really? Why do you want to live in the past when the past don't even exist? Come on now. Think about it.